life of Sergei and speaking about the rapture, Apostle Paul spoke and wrote to the Thessalonians in the 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 13 to verse 18. Apostle Paul told them, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." So we have hope in Christ. Amen. Even death around, in the front of us, ahead of us, is not death, but life, resurrection from the death, and even when we are alive in Christ, will come, we will be transformed in a twinkle of the eyes to be with the Lord. For if you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then, also which are sleeping, Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Here it seems that the Lord himself was speaking to Apostle Paul. He gave him revelation because he say, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord." His Apostle Paul did not hear it from the other apostles, but revelation from Jesus to him. He said, "We who are still alive and the Lord will come, we will not be ahead of those who are dead in Christ. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, like a leader of an army, descend to invade, to take his church from the earth and to raise up the dead and to meet them all together. For Christ himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Dead in Christ, those who saints of the Old Testament and the saints of the New Testament, when Christ will return, will descend, they will rise first. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." That's our comfort today, our consolation. That when certain times of trials, we need to forgive, we need to forget, we need to give certain time, we need to give up. Our hope is in the future, what the Lord had to prepare for us. Leave all these things that is unworthy, worldly things, for which is waiting for you to be one day with the Lord, close to the Lord in the air, and you will meet the Lord in the clouds. Let's pray. God, thank you for this night. We bless you, magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Edify us. Defy your church with your word. Let your word bring to us revival, encouragement, stamina, strength to go and tell the words of this prophecies and revelation that's in your word about your coming, to gather your people, to gather us together with you and with the saints, those who belong to you, God. We thank you, Lord. I pray. Anoint my lips, O God. And put verses and statements to help us, O God, to recover, to be strong, to be restored, to be nourished, to be strengthened, to be healed, to be recovering, O God, so that we'll have stamina to stand against trials and temptations, to have hope and strength, to continue to evangelize, to continue to tell the people, O God, Lord, to continue to declare your word to the people around us, to the whole world, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, whatever purpose of sending this word shall be accomplished. I pray for souls to be harvested. I pray for salvation of people. I pray for healing. I pray for hope to be restored. I pray for wholeness, O God, in thought and mind and plans. I pray for people to be raised up from their spiritual death and come back to you. Lord, as a worker, to serve you with us. We thank you, God. that the fruit 30, 60, 100 falls from your word in His name. Amen. Apostle John, in the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation came after the Lord revealed Himself to Apostle John and show him what is to come. And this book, there is some details about the second coming of Christ and about also the rapture, the day of tribulation. I will try to be as simple as I can. We will get an outline about what is going to take place in the future. I am going to read chapter 1. Especially I got this first chapter based on verse 7. When the Lord says, "Behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and these also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him, even so, Amen." When He says, "Behold, He cometh with the clouds, and every eye shall see Him." So that is speak about His second coming and His return. Let's read it from verse 1. Book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto Him to show unto His servants things which must shortly come to pass. And He sent and signified by His angel unto His servant John. So He said that these are the things that are going to take place. God gave this revelation to Jesus, and the angel came and told John what is going to take place, and John here wrote this. Who bear record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that He saw. And blessed is he that readeth, will be blessed as we read, and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. So here He is sending this message so people will read, people will hear, and people will keep, and those who keep, they will be also, they will be all blessed. And why He is sending? Because He is coming soon. He wants to prepare His church and His people. Every time when we speak about the return of the Lord, it means that God says look forward, not sideward, not backward. Look forward on what the things that God wants you to move on, so that when He will come, you will be meeting Him. John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from Him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne. So here the message to the seven churches in Asia. At that time there were seven churches. And from that time God is preparing His church through His word. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that love us, and wash us from our sin in His own blood. Speaking about the death of Jesus on the cross, His blood that was shed for us, and cleansed us from our sin, verse 6, and hath made us kings and priests unto God, and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We, through the blood of Jesus, we became priests and kings because we are children of the King of Kings. And we start to serve Him. We are serving, behold, He cometh and clouds. He cometh with the clouds. That's what we read in 1 Thessalonians. And every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierce Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him, even so, Amen. So His coming is sure. Those who believe Him, they will be happy. Those who hate Him, they will mourn, because after he come and touch the church, touch away the church in the air, the tribulation will start on. Verse 8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Which was, which is and which was and which is to come. Speaking about the past, he is in the present, and he is also in the future, he will come and judge. I, John, whilst I am your brother and companion in tribulation, in suffering, that is to the churches, he is speaking, what he said, I am your brother and companion in tribulation, suffering, until he come, we are suffering on here with this body, because we are waiting, as we spoke before, for our body to be redeemed. Amen. To be transformed to a spiritual body upon his coming. And in the kingdom and creation of Jesus Christ, was in the eye of that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He was persecuted, they put him in exile. Because of the word of God, he was in that eye, he was in Patmos, and that place God gave him that vision. Verse 10, I was in the Spirit of the Lord on the Lord's day. He was in the Spirit. He was, as we worship now, in the Spirit. And you can see there is a revelation, God speaking. There is something unusual taking place. So the same way he was there, he was in the Spirit on the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is Sunday, where the Lord rose from the dead. Yes, amen. And he resurrected, and that's our hope. We worship the Lord on the day of his resurrection. So that was what the Lord passed, resurrected. We are also waiting for that moment. I was in the Spirit of the Lord on the Lord's day, and here behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. This is Revelation chapter 1 verse 10. So here a voice, he was hearing a voice behind him, saying, that is Jesus speaking to him, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. He was commissioned by the Lord. He told him what you are going to see, and he put in a book and send it to these churches as a warning to prepare them, so they will be perfected, so that when I am arriving, they are ready. Verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. The voice came from the back, and he turned to see from where to look, who is this one speaking, and he turned, he saw seven golden candlesticks, and these are the seven churches. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, that's Jesus, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the path with a golden girdle, wearing a garment unto the foot, and there's a belt around his, just below his breast. His belt. His head and his hair were white, like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burn in a furnace. and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. The word is the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, double-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun, shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, was afraid. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. That is Jesus putting his right hand on him as he was kneeling down. Verse 18. Amen. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of the death. The key of hell and death is with him. When he died on the cross, we explain he descends to the lower part of the earth. And most likely he went to Hades, where he made the saints, those who are dead. That's where at the bottom of Abraham, and that's the Hades, and in the front is just opposite is where the hell. He took the key of them from the hand of Satan after his death on the cross. And when he rose up, as we explained previously, that to confirm and to affirm his resurrection from the dead, there were tombs broken and saints were seen in the holy city. He said, these keys of hell and of death is with me now. We who belong to him will not see death. Even we die, but we will be resurrected with him on the last day. When we die, our soul will go with the Lord in paradise. That is the third heaven. That is the right hand of God the Father. Verse 19, write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. He told them, write everything, because this message is very valuable. The book of Revelation is really speaking about heavenly things and the things which are going to take place in the future, to confirm to the church about the resurrection of the dead, to confirm to the churches about his coming, about his judgment, about the rapture, about meeting the Lord in the air. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. And the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So that is chapter 1, and if we will move to chapter 2 and 3, it has detail about these seven churches. Every church, in his letter, the Lord was so specific. I'm not going to read these chapters, because that is not our topic now. I'm giving a brief description about the book of Revelation, what's taking place in the future, as much relate to us, how we need to live our life, so when the Lord will come, we'll be ready. Every church, God specified to them their good things, their shortcomings, and how they need to correct them. Yes. Chapter 2 and chapter 3. And if we will turn to chapter 4, and we will read in chapter 4, You say, after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I hear was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which says, come up hither, and I will show ye things which must be hereafter. You come up, the same voice, I will show you the things that will come after. And immediately I was in the spirit, I was taken in the spirit to some heaven, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He saw throne in heaven, and one sat down on the throne, a man sitting on the throne, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he sat, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and sardonyx stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, inside like unto an emerald. And it comes through these details. And round about the throne were 24 seats. The Lord Jesus Christ on the throne, and there were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting. Those are 12. The minister, the saints of the Old Testament, represented by the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 12 apostles of the Lord. 12 plus 12, 24 seats. Those who represent the Old Testament and the New Testament church around the Lord. And that's where, most likely, that was the vision of the rapture. When he will come, he will be the king in the middle. The Old Testament saints and ministers and leaders, and the New Testament saints and ministers and leaders will be around the throne. I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. On the sea there were 24 elders. They clothed with white. White raiment means holiness. And it means also the righteous work of the saints. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. That's what the boss says. The Lord will award me the crown that he will award not only for me, but all those who are longing for his appearing. So they are crowned the crown of gold. That was the way for us. Nowadays people are happy to apply for Canada and America and immigration, yeah? And they will boast what is awaited for them. But let us meditate on this, because if you will miss this crown, then nothing of value in this life if you miss that what is ahead of us. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. See all the manifestations of the Holy Spirit around the throne. These details has meaning. It may not link with our subject, but God will use all these details to speak to us to clarify facts. But I'm just giving all time for us as it's going to take place. And to make the book of Revelation easy to understand. Verse 6, and before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. There's a sea and there are 4 beasts. These beasts are covered of eyes. There is not yet adequate explanation what are these beasts, but it has function. And some people say these are the multitude of the people that they will be there with the Lord at the time of the rapture, because the eyes, like when you see there is a crowd or multitude of people, they can be drawn with their faces and eyes. And the first beast was like a lion, and second beast like a calf, or could be some, you know, celestial bodies, or it is not an angel, they are not an angel, because we can read also later on there will be angels there also. So something apart of angels, these are the beasts. And the third beast has the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast that had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Worship going on in heaven. And in those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, that's what we do, and when he will come, we will have worship with him. And our work in heaven is to worship the Lord. Here on earth, we labor, we evangelize, we share in the tribulation. There, when we be in heaven, we'll go into worship with our celestial body, no infirmities, no limitation, no weakness, no disgrace of the body, will be the perfected, will be the perfected saints who will worship the Lord. So let us focus on what is ahead of us, that we may endure the day of troubles, we'll be able to be healed, we'll be able to be comforted. We will have hope. We will not look on our weaknesses. We will not look on our needs. We will not look about the injustice that is against us, but just look with the hope. You know, the value of the message that God has sent to John. John was in his old age, and he was in exile because of the word of God. He was isolated, and God came to him with such a vision, and he told him, tell it to the churches. What I want to say here, whatever situation that we are passing through, we need to keep our integrity and keep our lamps ready for service and do what is the assignment, the thing that God wants us, and what is allocated for us to do, because our appointment is there. That is the description of what is going to take place in heaven. Around there are many temptations, but there are crowns. Amen? There are rewards. There is heaven waiting for us. We should not miss it. Verse 11, Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. There we worship the Lord. And they are telling that all things created by you and for you, you are worthy, God Almighty, and even today. Let us take the actions that the scriptures give us. This is message for us to be encouraged to go on and serve the Lord. God willing, by next week we will continue the sin of the rapture, chapter 5. It continues what is going on during the rapture. That is the gathering that Apostle Paul spoke, and we will be with the Lord forever. All of us, the Old Testament saints and the New Testament saints, and we who are still alive, will be caught with them and we worship the Lord in heaven. That's all saints. Let us come to the Lord with thanksgiving in our heart, with gladness. Let us keep our integrity, that's our ministry also. Let us keep living in holiness, because await for us crown. Let us keep our ministry and our service and our commitment. Let us give up sin and the thing that is will hinder us from reaching that place that God has promised. Thank you, God. Let us repent. Let us ask God forgiveness. Yes, Lord. Let us come back to the Lord. Let us come to Him fully. That will, you know, gruffness. Sometimes we say, Lord, why my life like that? Let us not see what is going on now. Let us see what will take place hereafter when the Lord will come. Yes, okay. Don't look on what you don't have. Look on what you have. We have these promises in the Bible. Yes. Tell Him, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the healing, for recovery. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart and mind and life change and renew, O God. Lord, I want to serve you. O God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God. We magnify you. Lord, thank you for your word. Encourage us and continue to lead us to do what is assigned to us in Jesus' name. Come to the Lord.
Let my heart be changed.
Come to the Lord.
Bowing from the grave.
God call you tonight to revive once again. You see the little plan that He has for you. Not the sicknesses, not the weaknesses, not the troubles.
Lord, I come to know. In me,
all will be taken away.
Be stripped away.
Your word.
Lord, I'm here, my eyes.
Sardar Sadhguru Hari Ghosh. Hira Sardar, take care of everything in our life. God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you for your work, O God. That you can minister to us through this work, through the rest of the week, in the name of Jesus. Give us always victory, assurance, hopes of our problems. Enable us, give us strength to serve wholeheartedly. As we hear your word and we don't apply them, I pray you give us victory over all our obstacles and enemies. God, provide all the needs. Direct us to the Holy Spirit, the thing that we need to do in detail, in the name of Jesus. God, bless us. Take this message and bless people, O Lord. Bless nations. Bless churches and congregation, O God. Bless people to raise up to serve you. Save people from death, in the name of Jesus. God, bless us. Bless us indeed and enlarge our territory, let your hand with us, and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.